Welcome to the You Can Tell the Children podcast, a place where sharing God's word with the next generation in your circle of influence can be simple, easy, and fun. We know that intentionally teaching children about God and the relevancy of his word will be a game changer in their homes, schools, and communities. This podcast is a ministry of Bible to School, experts in engaging children with the word of God. Together, we will make sure that you can tell the children about the love of Jesus. Ready, set, let's go. Welcome to episode 141 of the You Can Tell the Children podcast, a ministry of Bible to School. I'm your host, Meredith Steidler, and I'm excited to introduce you to Brandon Talley. Brandon has over 20 years' experience in theater, has lots to tell us about the positive impact it has on those involved, and how it ties into our relationship with Jesus. In fact, you'll learn three benefits of theater that will leave you convinced every child should give it a try. Have you been encouraged by this podcast? Inspired even? Have you shared any episodes with your friends? If answering yes to any of these questions, please make sure to review this show so others know that it's worth their listen too. Just like an Amazon review, people are more likely to subscribe to something that others have raved about first. What a simple way to help spread the word of Jesus to the next generation. Before leaving today, grab our show notes at Bible2School.com. That's Bible, the number two, school.com, and engage with us on our Facebook and Instagram posts. You'll find us at Bible2School. Are you ready to find out why it's a good idea for every child to try theater? Join my conversation with Brandon now. Well, hi, Brandon. Welcome to the You Can Tell the Children podcast.
Hey there. How are you doing today?
I am so good. It is so super awesome to have you here with us today. And we're excited to talk a little bit about theater. So our goal at Bible to School and on this podcast platform is to teach others to be intentional about sharing God's word with the next generation. And Brandon, you have a few decades, I believe, of experience in doing this in some very creative ways, right?
I do. I have a few years under my belt. I actually worked a long time at Sight and Sound Theaters, which for anybody who doesn't know, Sight and Sound, it's a theater that's originally based in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. There's now actually one in Branson, Missouri. They do large scale productions, biblical stories on stage, just bringing stories of the Bible to life for people. And it's a pretty amazing thing they have going on there.
It is a pretty amazing thing. I've seen several productions, and I just love how the Ministry of Sight and Sound invites really all ages to engage with scripture, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. It is. You know, we would see families of all ages, from young kids in the audience to people who are in their 90s, you know, and it really is an experience for everybody.
Yeah. Super cool. So that's why I've invited you here to just kind of talk about your time in theater there and even before.
Sure.
But to our listeners, I want to specifically talk about how to identify whether our children would enjoy being a part of theater and then what the benefits to that are. So as a parent, Brandon, how do we know? How do we know if theater would be a good fit for our kids?
Well, I think, you know, every kid is unique, you know, and parents know, like, from a young age, like, what kids are interested in and how their personalities work. But I think for any child, theater is a way to expand your communication skills, to build confidence. It helps to build empathy and understanding in children, problem solving and being creative. Like, there's so many things that theater offers that are valuable to children. Yeah. Discipline, responsibility, all of those things.
So the list goes on.
it really does. Yeah.
That's awesome. So, okay, looking at my kids, in general, I would think, just being a theater outsider and looking in, my kid would have to be an extrovert. Is that true or false?
No, I would say false. So just taking my own story, for example, I was an extremely shy kid growing up. How did I even get into theater? And my mom was, I think when I was young, she said, I think that this might be something that would benefit you. You know, maybe she saw kind of what we're talking about right now. She saw that there were some value in getting involved, and she had me go and audition for the community theater. I think my first production I was ever in was The Sound of Music, because, you know, it's a story that so many people are familiar with. And this shy little kid, like, I was one of the children in the family. And that experience, while being very difficult as a shy kid, it helped me to overcome some of these hurdles, you know, of having confidence or being afraid to try new things or communicating with other people. You know, as a shy kid, you don't want to talk, you don't want to do anything. So it, in a healthy way, it forces you into these places where you have to get better. You have to grow, you know?
I mean, that's awesome. But my question is this, did you kick and stream going to your first audition, or were you like, yeah, I really do think this might be for me?
I think I was really nervous. I was really nervous. I don't think I was kicking and screaming, but I was obviously very cautious and hesitant. And, you know, I mean, obviously, once I got into it, I really enjoyed it, you know, and the benefit outweighed the fear that led me there, you know.
So I'm wondering, sorry, this was probably, how old were you when you first went to?
Gosh, I was probably a young teenager, maybe like 10 to 12, I'm guessing.
So when you first auditioned, is it okay to ask, did you make a role in that first audition?
I did. Yeah. I mean, I came from a small town. So like the community theater,
yeah,
everybody wasn't busting the doors down. They needed as many kids as they could get. However, yeah, I auditioned and I got the role of one of the kids, you know, in the family. And being that it was a movie that I had seen, like there was some familiarity there. It helped to jump into it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really awesome. Yeah. So, okay, you obviously found a niche in acting, and so that's up front on stage. Would you say to our listeners, it's still beneficial for your kids to get involved because there's other roles backstage? Like, there's lots of things.
Absolutely.
There's lots of people needed, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you think of theater, most people think of what you see from the audience perspective. You know, you see the actors out on stage, and it's not necessarily for everybody. But when you go behind the scenes, I mean, there's so many other creative and technical roles that you can be involved in. I mean, it's one of the cool things about theater is it takes so many people in so many different positions to make it happen, which is another one of the beautiful things about the experience. I mean, it's teamwork, you know, it's a lot of cooperation. You have the stage managers, you know, people who are behind the scenes watching, calling when the lights come on and turn off and the curtains open and close. You have people who are helping move the sets around, who are wearing all dark. You know, they're not the people who want to be in the limelight, but they're the ones who like the technical side of things. People who help, you know, building the sets. Like if you're interested in construction and putting things together, you know, there's a place for you too. You know, it really is a space for all different kinds of people and interests.
And that's so great. I love too that you said it's a team effort, because it speaks to my mama heart. I have three kids and one of them doesn't love sports. And you know, like, why do we even care that we want our kids to be involved in sports? Well, exercise, something to do other than screens, but also team. You learn like how to do life really in sports. So it's good to hear that, because there's an outlet really. There's another option, so to speak, if they just don't love sports. And some people don't. You can't change it. So I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Well, I mean, I thought it was funny when I heard the first time that like professional football players in the NFL will often go and take dance classes, which is, yeah, the first time I heard, I was like, what? You know, but truly, it's learning about how to control your body, how to have control over your movement, you know? And when you think about a football player who's out on the field, like, most of what they do is controlling their body and learning how to move, you know? So really there is, you can find a place in there for anybody, truly.
Yeah. That's great. Great to know.
Yeah.
So yeah. I heard you say your mom encouraged you in the early years initially, but I'm just kind of curious, how did your family in general encourage you to grow in your gifts as they saw you developing with theater?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I will start by saying, like, my parents allowed me and encouraged me to experience all different kinds of things. You know, like I was on a T-ball team. Pretty quickly, I realized, and they realized, like, he wasn't too good at it. I'm the one out there not wanting to get hit by a fly ball. You know, they had me take piano lessons when I was younger. They had me take art classes. So they gave me opportunities to experience these things. With theater, you know, like I said before, I was a shy kid. And so this challenged me in a good way and helped me to gain confidence in an area that I was not confident in, you know, like being in front of people, talking to people, sharing my thoughts and feelings. They were very encouraging. Like once they realized that it was something that I was good at and had an interest in, they continued to encourage me to get involved, you know, in school. You know, you had like the drama club and high school productions, and they always supported me throughout the whole journey.
That's great. Yeah. Well, what would you say, first of all, at what point in your life did you come to know Jesus?
Oh, I grew up in the church. You know, we had a pretty, I wouldn't say that my family was like devoutly religious. You know, we went to church on Sundays and we prayed at meals and, you know, but I grew up understanding and appreciating our faith. And then, you know, as I got to be in my late single digit age, you know, into my early teens, I adopted the belief and the acceptance of Jesus, you know, really personally on myself, you know. So, I mean, I was young, like I had grown up in it, but then, you know, eventually you reach that point where you're like, no, this is what I believe.
Sure. Right. It becomes a deeper thing. So the reason I asked you that is because I'm just curious how that impacted your acting, and just can you tell me how that intertwined or if it intertwined?
Yeah. So, I mean, whenever I was younger and I was involved in theater, well, this might sound silly, but like I was nervous all the time. And so from a very real standpoint, doing shows on stage and being terrified, I mean, you better believe I would say a lot of prayers during that time, you know? But truthfully, knowing that I was doing something that God had gifted me with and feeling the peace and the presence that He would give me in those moments was an assurance to my faith, you know, as simplistic as that might sound. But also, that was a very tangible way that my faith, like that I felt it in my life. Maybe that could be, you know, you could apply that to any time you're feeling fear or whatever, you know, to feel the peace and presence of God. But, you know, I would allow my faith to drive my choices in theater, you know. I mean, obviously, there's all kinds of entertainment. There's all kinds of shows out there. I was selective about what I wanted to be involved in because, you know, my faith was important to me and I didn't want to do anything that was contrary to that or that was going to lead other people down, you know, a strange or wrong path by a story I was telling, you know. So my faith definitely impacted that aspect of my life in theater, too.
Yeah, that's great. So you said you would say lots of prayers, and I'm asking, really, personally, because I've done many things where I've just been so ridiculously nervous and I would pray and I was still nervous. So I'm just curious. Maybe for my own reasons, but when you prayed those prayers and you got up on stage, was there a point where really you did just exhale and then God took it from there for you as far as nerves?
Absolutely. And getting out of childhood and just speaking about my professional life, like I was an actor on stage for a long time. And most people, when I say this, don't believe when I tell them that even after years of performing on stage, there was rarely a performance when I wasn't terrified. I mean, all the years that I played Jesus, I was very nervous. I dealt with a lot of anxiety. And I think that God allowed me to, He allowed those feelings to kind of remain there a little bit because it kept me dependent on Him.
Amen. You know? Oh, yeah.
Like, it would have been very, should I say, easy. Like, if I had all the confidence in the world and I was very, you know, if I was very good at what I did and I got out there and I did it with no fear every single day, I think it would have been easier for me to start depending on my own self and not depending on Him. So there's an element of Him allowing that only to keep you grounded, you know? I mean, I would pray at the beginning and even throughout the show. Like if I didn't have lines or something, if I was just walking across the stage, like I would kind of have a prayer, you know, in my mind, just asking God to help me and to get me through.
Did He ever give you any specific scriptures? Like, were there any ones that you just always kind of meditated on?
Oh, man. I mean, I'll be honest. There were many scriptures that I felt like He kind of laid in front of me through the years. But one of my favorites from childhood was Philippians 4:13, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And a lot of people love that verse. But for me, especially on stage, it was like saying, I've given you this task to do. You know, I know you might be scared sometimes. I know that you may not have all the confidence, whatever, things may go wrong, but I'm going to help you. You know, I'm going to help you get through it. And it's not just about you. It's about, like, you know, the message and the people that are hearing you and everything. And he did. He always got me through. I mean, there were hiccups. There were things that went wrong. It's live theater. That's also one of the beautiful things about theater is that, like, it's, you know, you have to be on your toes. Things happen.
Yeah, no, Philippians 4:13 is a good one and so often taken out of context. So I love that you gave us context there. But really is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's really the Christ who strengthens me part that we focus on, remembering exactly what you said, that every good and perfect gift is from above. And that's exactly what theater was for you. It was a gift that the Lord wanted to shine through you to others for very special purposes, only that you could do. Yeah. So yeah, it keeps us humble, I think, when we remember that. I remember that verse working for cross country and track. People would be like, you can do it all. Yo, go big, go on. And it was
you're going to win. This is it. Yeah.
It was a little bit taken out of context, but you spoke that eloquently.
Let's pause right now and take a question from one of our Bible to School kids.
What is worship and how do I do it?
Worship is our outward expression of glorifying and praising God for who He is. Typically, we think of worship as singing, dancing, or playing an instrument. But did you know we can worship God with how we live our lives? In Romans 12:1, Paul writes, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. That means everything we say and do can be an act of worship if it is glorifying to God.
So just changing gears just slightly back to the children. First, tell us, you have some children at home, right? Three?
I have three daughters, 14, 12, and 4. So yeah, they span a decade.
Okay, that's awesome. That also keeps you on your toes.
That keeps me on my toes. Sometimes I joke that I live in a sorority.
Oh my word. God bless you, Brandon. So are any of them also interested in theater?
You know, so one of them, my oldest one, who is probably the most shy, funny enough, kind of like me, she did do a production a few years ago and she really enjoyed it, but I don't know that it's something that's going to be like her forte, you know? I'm glad she tried it. I mean, it's kind of like my parents, like I've given her the opportunity. My middle daughter, I mean, she loves to dance. You know, I wouldn't say that she's as much of like an actress and get up and say a lot of lines, but dancing she loves. My youngest, we're still waiting to see. She definitely is the most outgoing, but if there's going to be a theatrical child, it's going to be the third one. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, that's it. You'll see what happens. So my question then is, so just kind of we can give the people listening almost like a checklist because it's just helpful and we can remember it better. If you were having this conversation with a friend who thought theater would be a positive outlet for their child, which I'm hearing you say, yes, always it is. Yeah. What would you describe as maybe the top three benefits to have them getting involved with theater?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, there's a lot of benefits, truly. But I would say it helps to boost their confidence, you know, because it challenges them in ways that they're not getting really in other areas of life. I think it improves their communication skills, which is, I mean, that communication is something that when you get good at it, it's going to benefit you in all areas of life for the rest of your life. So, you know, I mean, with communication skills, they're learning how to, I mean, communicate effectively, to use their voice and articulate what they mean, you know, whenever they're talking to people. And then, honestly, I think emotional intelligence,
help me understand that. I'm not a theater person. Tell me more.
No, it's okay. Well, I mean, you know, whenever you're involved in theater, you're seeing and experiencing people from so many different walks of life and the stories that are being told about them, their perspectives and other people's perspectives about them. And so with emotional intelligence, I think it just helps you to be able to empathize with people who are maybe unlike yourself, you know, and I mean, taking it back to like Jesus, Jesus was one man, but he was able to empathize with every single person who he came in contact with. you know? And so I like to think that even as in my time, like playing Jesus, I had to come in contact with so many different types of people on stage, you know, and the Pharisees. I mean, it's so easy to think about the Pharisees and like, oh, they were these like bad people and Jesus was just angry with them, you know, and then you had like the people who needed healing, and then you had like the people who just didn't get it. So I had to look at all these people through this lens and try to view each of those types of personalities with compassion. And so to bring it back to your question, I think emotional intelligence, it helps people to be able to identify and have compassion towards everybody.
Yeah, wow. I mean, you definitely had like the epitome of a difficult role playing Jesus.
Right.
I guess any character you play, because you're getting into, like, you're not that character in real life. So you have to put yourself into that person's mind, really. And you have to understand who they were in order to portray them well, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I can't imagine having to do that as Jesus. So for everyone listening, they're gonna have to go back and watch and see how well you did.
Gosh. Well, you know, people would often ask, they would say like, how do you play a role like that? And I think honestly, now this might sound, I have to explain myself when I say this, I don't feel like there was a ton of acting involved in that. We believe who Jesus was and what he said. So really, like, I just got to be kind of the mouthpiece for something that I already believe. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And I often tell people, I'm like, yeah, you know, I put on the long hair and the robe and everything, and I got up and pretended to be Jesus. But every single one of us who believes in him has the opportunity to present him to every single person that we come in contact with every day.
Amen. And doesn't Christian mean little Jesus?
Little Jesus, little Christ. That's exactly what it means.
That's what we're called to be. So I need to be putting on my hair and being Jesus, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that's the job. So, I mean, yeah, I was doing it professionally, but that's really a job that all of us are called to do, is to be Jesus every day.
Amen. So tying into that, I mean, obviously you receive applause for a job well done. It feels amazing. You know, we are created beings to worship the one true God, Yahweh, and he deserves our praise, but we're also created in his image, right?
Yeah.
We're his image bearers. So I don't think it's too far-fetched to say it's okay that we want to receive praise. It's just what we do with it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So my question is, how do you keep it well-balanced, humble, but also acknowledging the praise? How do you do that? What was that like for you?
For me, I think I had to constantly remind myself why I was doing this, why I was telling the story I was telling, you know, remembering my intentions. If the aim is to uplift other people, bring joy, and not receive like praise. I mean, praise is a byproduct, you know, like we're out there to like, to share this story and to bring good news to people. And even if you're not like doing like a religious story, even if you're just doing theater, like I think one thing that you can do is to remind yourself that you're not out there alone. It takes a team of people, you know, and to share some of that acknowledgement with the people around you and realize like, yeah, like, I mean, they may be applauding, but they're applauding for the efforts that we've all put together.
Oh, good. Good perspective.
Recognize it as encouragement too, you know, like applause and praise can be seen as like, as a thanks almost for what you're bringing to people. You just have to remind yourself of that.
Yeah, that's great advice, Brandon. And I love you brought it back to Paul's teaching on the body of Christ and how like we need the head, we need the arms, we need the legs, like we need the whole body in order to function properly and healthily. So
yeah,
that's great. Yeah. So how then we teach this to our kids? Like, what would you say? How do we teach them what you just said? To be proud of their accomplishments,
right,
yet balance it with humility?
I think first and foremost, and this I think goes across the board with anything we're trying to teach our kids, is to model it for them. You know, I mean, our kids emulate us. They watch us closer than we think they do. So modeling humility yourself is going to be one of the best things that you can do for your kids. But then helping them to reflect on the experiences that they're having, you know, and recognizing, you know, how they can improve on things. So it's not just the end goal. It's not just like the praise or whatever, like help them to like think about the entire experience that they're having and to celebrate their efforts in things, not just the outcome, not just the end result, you know, but to enjoy like the process.
Good stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I think that helps.
Mm-hmm. So For those who just don't, I know this is a terrible question to be asking you, but I'm going to ask it. For those who don't dig theater, and we know they're out there, okay?
They are there, yep.
What advice do you have for them so they can at the very least observe and appreciate it for what it is?
Well, first I would say there's probably not many people who don't enjoy sitting down and watching their favorite movie or their favorite television show, you know? So it's like, you know, they see a screen and they somehow that is an experience that they're okay with. But as soon as you start talking about live theater, there's all of these presuppositions and just whatever that comes along with it. I think remind people that these are live, talented people who are putting a lot of like effort and a lot of work into a project. You know, remind people what all goes into it. Sometimes that can help them appreciate it. I would say, you know, if you can get people to go with groups or friends, you know, sometimes like experiencing things like this is just better when it's a shared experience, you know? So if you have somebody that's maybe not a theater person, turn it into like a group thing and that can change the experience. And maybe even having people start with something that's familiar to them. Like, you know, there's plays and musicals that we all know the story. So if we can just get them to maybe go to something familiar, you know, that it's going to break them in and help them appreciate it more.
That's good. Those are good. Three good points. All right. So Brandon, thank you so much for your time sharing your heart on theater. I've enjoyed it. I'm taking with me the three top things that we can tell our friends why their kids should try theater, which is boost confidence, improves communication skills, and emotional intelligence. So three great things. Yeah. And I guess I just ask if you have any last words of encouragement or advice for our listeners today.
You know, I would say get involved. Like if you have kids, family, like find local theater. It's an art that unfortunately in some places is kind of fading out, you know, but it's such a wonderful, beautiful thing to be involved in. So get involved, get your kids involved. And even with churches sometimes do theatrical stuff, you know, like, and it's great. It's like what we've been talking about. It all of the benefits of it plus bringing a spiritual aspect.
Yeah. And I would say don't wait, because I waited until my senior year of high school to try out for the Sound of Music. And guess what? I got the role of the Baroness Schrader, but I had a fabulous time and I was so sad I missed out on all high school. Like
all these years I could have been enjoying it.
Yeah. So don't miss out.
Yeah. Good advice.
Brandon, would you take a moment to close our time together in prayer, please?
Absolutely. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for this time that we've had. I had a wonderful time here just being able to share and talk. And my prayer is that anybody who listens to this would find encouragement, inspiration. And I would say, Lord, if anything, help them to realize that they have the opportunity to go and present Jesus to every single person that they come in contact with. Lord, I pray that if anybody is inspired to go do theater, that you will help that bloom and grow in their hearts and minds, and that you will be glorified through it all. And we thank you for the many blessings you give to us, and we praise your name. Amen.
Amen. I love how Brandon says those involved in theater develop a greater ability to empathize with people different from themselves, and this naturally makes them more like Jesus. Have you ever considered theater as a possible activity in which your children might just thrive? I'm so glad to learn they don't necessarily have to be the life of the party extrovert to do well in this setting. There's just so many different roles to fill to make stage productions happen. It's likely there's a place for everyone to use their gifts for God's glory. So before heading out today, be sure to rate and review this podcast. Like, subscribe, and share. We are just so thankful to our faithful listeners, and we're eager to watch along with you how the Lord continues to spread his word through this podcast and the ministry of Bible to School. Thanks for being here, friends. And remember, you can tell the children in your life about Jesus.